Hi, friend. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining me again in this R&R Saturday. And I'm just going to be brief. Hello. So I am in Manila and we are on hard lockdown again for 3 weeks. And I understand the feeling of anxiety during this time. It's no different to last year, what we felt when we had our first lockdown. I understand your anxiety rising as in the same way as the alert levels are also rising in the country or whichever part of the world you are in. I feel you. Recently, I was also worried about my health, about my finances. And it's amazing because recently I opened my Facebook and I saw the memory. I saw a memory I shared from last year about this song that I stumbled upon on YouTube. It's called, on Spotify, it's called Sparrows. And it sang like this. You can't add a single day by worrying. Don't worry your life away. Oh, don't worry your life away. That's a song called Sparrows by Jason Gray. And I felt it was God also reminding me not to worry. We do really need to be reminded time and again about God's truth and God's word because we have spiritual amnesia sometimes. We tend to suffer, forget His word. That's why we need to be reminded again and again. That's why we read the Bible every day. We tend to forget that God is still in control when we are worried and anxious thoughts suddenly it builds up in our minds. But even the sparrows know He holds tomorrow. And I am reminded of God's antidote to worry again through the words of St. Paul from Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Peace is such a precious, for lack of a better term, commodity right now. Where can you buy peace of mind? It's really only in God. It is God who gives us peace. And so this is the antidote that God is reminding us that do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, including this pandemic, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, knowing that God has saved you before and He can do it again. He is able to do it again. Present your requests to God and His peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's so important because without peace, it's hard for us to work. It's hard for us to get out of bed. When we are anxious, it's hard for us to move. Fear stops us dead on our tracks. And it also removes the energy that we need for doing productive things and for doing things that will bring us income, that will bring us good health. The more anxious you are, your body also follows. You know, it also, when you're depressed, right, you feel low and your body also feels like lethargic. But when you receive God's peace and God's joy, it helps you to move again and it helps you to do the things that you need to do. That's why it's so important for us to ask God for the graces that we need every day, because though our problems may be many, His mercies are fresh every morning. We can claim the grace that God wants to give to us. That's new every morning. So do not be afraid of those who kill the body, it says in Matthew, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside our Father's care. And even the very hairs of our heads are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Not even a sparrow falls to the ground without the Father's knowledge. And that gives me so much comfort because I know that whatever happens to us is according to in God's plan, in God's will. And we may not like it, some of those things, but we trust in God because we trust in His heart that He wants only the best for us. And He is far wiser than us. His thoughts are far greater. So He sees everything and He knows what's best for each and every person in the long term because He can see eternity and He knows what's good for each of us. And so He will give, if we ask Him, He will give to us what is best. And don't be afraid because even the sparrows always get food from God without working for it. But you are worth more than many sparrows, and God will provide for your needs. You only have to ask and also do your part when He gives you the opportunities that you need in order to work. And also, I have to say, because this is Rest and Restore a channel, you know, when you rest, that's also trusting in God. You cannot also work yourself to death. When you have done all that you can, you also need to rest and recharge so that you will have energy for the next day to do more tasks or to do more of what God wants you to do, more of what you love, and to love other people. Do not be afraid, my dear friend, because God holds you in the palm of His hand. You are worth more than many sparrows. We turn our eyes from the waves of our anxiety and fears and turn our eyes back to God, who is able to help us and lift us up from our drowning in our worries. Lift us up when we turn our eyes towards Him, and He will guide and lead us step by step safely back to the shore. So I guess that is key. You take it one day at a time with the Lord, because each day has enough trouble of its own, but His love is new and fresh every morning. So my dear friend, I hope that when you start to worry, you become aware of what you are worrying and surrender it to God. Ask Him to replace that worry with His peace in your mind and in your heart, and to remind you of all the things He has done before, of all the blessings He has given you, and also all the problems He has saved you from before. And He is able and willing to do it again for you. And if He is prolonging the suffering or the trouble, it just means that He is molding your character and preparing you for your breakthrough, for your comeback. So trust God and embrace the process and have faith that all things will be well according to His plan and will and His love for you. God bless you and have a great weekend. Thank you for dropping by.